Okay, we're going to go ahead and call this session to order at 6:01 p.m. Is there anyone in the audience that would like to address the board regarding any closed session items? Seeing none, we will go ahead and adjourn to closed session. Thank you. Okay, we are going to go ahead and call this session open at 7:05 p.m. Can you please stand for the invocation and I'll lead the flag salute. I wanted to read to you words that were written by the superintendent to our staff in honor of Sandy Hook Elementary. That unfortunate tragic shooting took place after our last board meeting of the year. So I wanted us to think on that tonight. I know that the tragic events at Sandy Hook Elementary School touched all of us this weekend. This is our superintendent writing this. As parents, grandparents, and educators, we could not help relate to the grief felt by the entire Connecticut community. As parents, grandparents, aunts, and uncles, we wanted to give our kids extra hugs to let them know they were loved, safe, and that we would always protect them. As educators, we cried for the heroic teachers and staff who tried to protect their students and put their students' safety as the number one priority. Clearly, there are no words to express our sadness and disbelief that anyone could hurt innocent children. And with that, a quote from George C. Scott, "The human spirit is stronger than anything that can happen to it." So if we can take a moment of silence to remember those families and students as we begin our new school year and our board meeting in this new year. Please join me in the flag salute. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please. Here. Okay, there is nothing to report of action taken in closed session. Okay, I have nothing formal to report other than I'm glad to welcome everyone back from a break, and hopefully everyone had a happy holiday season and is ready to start the new year. Anything from my colleagues? Okay, seeing none. Our student is not here, so we don't have a student report. So we'll go ahead and move on to the items from the floor. We'd like to call Ms. Kathleen Alejo over to the podium to address us.
Hello. Sorry, I'm a newbie, so I don't know what to do. I wanted to come and speak on behalf of the office worker at Edgewood High School, Kathy Trujillo. I know I'm probably saying her last name wrong. It's going to be hard with her transferring over there, you know, from the school. Certain things that have been going on, which is I just read your back of the blue statement later on, if how I can go about properly doing a complaint against something that's going on over there, how to present it, if later on one of you can help me with that. But I don't feel that situations that have been occurring over at the school, that it be put on her and forcing her to move positions where she would like to stay. And as parents and everybody and being PTA president over there at the high school and hearing certain things that have gone on, you know, listening to parents, listening to students, they're all really sad that she is leaving. They do not want her to leave. They came in there, like, especially all the 11th graders. She's been always the face that we've seen coming in since the school opened and we started. She's helped the kids when it was getting situated, you know, going above and beyond on extra stuff that her job didn't even entail, where she would help. And then even helping PTA get us situated and everything. And I notice a difference when she's not there. There's you know, you could go in there, as you say, slice there with a knife, I guess, however you would say it. But I think it would be very hard and very bad if that transfer went on. We would like to see her stay there. And then, like I said, if there's anything that I can, if somebody could help me do a formal complaint on a worker that is working there. That is kind of, as a parent, I don't feel kind of comfortable with that worker there. My, you know, I feel a little bit, you know, my child's afraid of her. There's other kids that are afraid of her. So if you can help me with the process of formally writing what steps I need to do to for that complaint. I guess that's it.
There is a uniform complaint procedure on that online, on the website I just checked.
Okay.
Mr. Siemens can get you a copy of the form. I mean, you're going to fill it out.
Well, I know fill it out, but what steps that are required to? Okay. All right. Thank you. I guess that's it. I just don't want to see her go. Thanks.
Thank you so much for your words, Ms. Alejo. We appreciate you addressing the board. Is there anyone? I don't have any other blue cards. Is there anyone else who would like to address the board at this time? Okay. Thank you. Okay. We're going to move on to the business session. Is there anyone who would like to take an item off of consent? I would like to take number 8 off. There. Nope. Okay. Okay, so we will go ahead.
Move approval of the consent agenda as proposed with the division item 8.
Okay. Is there a second? Okay, it was moved by Mr. Mike Spence and seconded by Ms. Poulos to approve the agenda and the removal of consent item 8 for the regular meeting of January 8th, 2013. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay. To item number 4. Okay. VP 4112.9, are there any questions?
No.
Okay. VP 4119.21, any questions? Okay. VP AR 4121, any questions? All right. Last one, VP 5141.4. Any questions? Okay. And if there is no discussion on these items, who would like to move this?
I'll move as presented for first reading.
Who would like to second it?
I'll second.
Okay, so it was moved by Ms. Cami Poulos and seconded by Jessica Schumacher to accept for first reading the following board policies and administrative regulations as presented: BPE 4112.9, BP 4119.21, BPAR 4121, and BP 5141.4. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 All those opposed? Carries 5-0. Okay. Item number 8. This is the item that I asked for. With item number 8, I'm excited about the opportunity to have students give feedback. I always welcome student feedback, and I always like to see students participate. My only question is, $14,800 is a very large amount of money. Is there any way to be able to do this in-house, to have staff do that, being that we're trying to cut budgets, and I don't want to silence student voices. I still would like to hear student voices. But I didn't know if there was any way to do this in a more cost-effective manner.
I'm going to have Mrs. Valentine talk about it, because this is a new survey that we wanted to give students, because we get more information from them than we have in the past. But Mrs. Valentine?
Yes, I think I can answer. In the past, we have used surveys with students asking for their feedback at the end of the year. And in the past, most of those questions have been in-house questions. We've done it in-house. But we really haven't been satisfied with the quality of the questions we're asking and have nothing greater to tie it to in terms of a research base or how that compares with students either statewide or nationwide. Over several years, we've looked at a number of different instruments to use for that purpose. This year, when we came across this one, we were very impressed with the quality of the questions, with the quality of the reports. So it is an expense in terms of going outside of the district, but we do feel that it is certainly worth the added benefit of being able to look at the results in comparison to nationwide respondents, statewide respondents, and then certainly within our district. I think it's a far higher caliber of survey than we've been doing.
Okay, thank you for that information.
Is this a one-time cost? And how, if so, how often will this be? Can we use this survey?
Well,
or is
it's
this an annual cost.
It's this year. I do believe if you continue sort of your subscription in future years, it's at a lesser amount. I don't know the amounts going future. And this particular, the survey that we've selected is designed for both, it was for secondary students only, but there's a specific section for high school students, a specific section for middle school students.
So they're giving us more than just the survey itself. And
oh, no, it's the reports really that have the greatest value.
Right, so who then administers?
The students, it's an online survey, so students log on. It's all confidential. Every single student has a dedicated log on. And then that information is analyzed, and the reports are made by the organization and returned to us. It takes about 8 weeks for us to get that. The assessment or the tool is used three times a year. Nationwide, but we would only do it once a year. So we would pick the windows that we want to use. And our secondary schools have chosen to do it early spring, and so they would have the results in time to use as part of their comprehensive assessment in developing their school plan.
What's the incentive for the kids to go online and do this? What's their incentive?
Well, the incentive is that I think that students really get to share their feelings and their perceptions of the school. In a sense, I think you can look at it as like a consumer giving feedback.
To my local restaurant, and the waitress comes up and says, here, give me this. Here, please go online and complete this survey. You have a chance of winning $1,000, and also be sure to mark all fives for me. That sort of what we're going to be doing?
No. No, I don't. There's no cash award or reward for doing it. However, it's my experience when we ask students for their genuine feedback, students actually generally give very candid feedback, and I think if they know that it's confidential, it can sometimes be very candid.
Or is it just their way to get back and get even for the 12 years of torture that you've done?
I don't think so.
It's going to be administered on their own time or within the English classes? Or
each school will determine a schedule of when best to schedule it for students. It's not particularly long. That was one of the things that we liked about it, that we felt that it had some really good sort of survey items without being long.
It's difficult to spend any kind of money right now when we're looking at cuts, but would there be a way to use this information that we get if we see that there's something that we really need? The students are giving us feedback, and then writing that into grants to show that there is a need in this particular area, and we these are the students would really like a particular class, or and then be able to maybe generate some of that money back through grants.
Mm-hmm. Precisely, and I think that's one of the values of having a good needs assessment. For example, there are several questions about how students prefer to learn or what activities in the classroom they believe they learn best from. So, for example, if they say that they prefer learning in sort of maybe a blended environment of doing things online and classroom activities, then we could write that type of thing into a grant and cite this survey as our research for that.
Yeah, I have two questions.
Yes.
One is, we have a copy of the survey that we can look at.
I have some a sample one. Uh-huh.
I mean, do they ask questions about the background of the students?
No. The basic survey, as I said, isn't very long, and it really deals really with topics about the classes they have, the teachers, their perception of teachers. There are some questions about their what they feel is their preparation for college or career. They do ask some questions about that would help us, I think, determine our needs to provide more dropout prevention. That's sort of the academic part of it. Then there are many sort of add-on modules that you have the option for. We're not doing all of those. The ones that we really focused on are really ones around academic and program. The add-on one has to do with learning styles. What type of learning activities do you believe that you learn best from? And let me see. There's one other one. Let me see.
Well, I guess my concern is I don't, like questionnaires, especially without final permission, that delve into, family issues and those kinds of things.
No. There are several questions on project-based learning. There are four questions on that. Mm-hmm. So there are really no, there are additional modules we could select, but we did not. Ours are really focused on academics. The high school one has a specific section, two or three questions specific to math instruction. There are a few questions that ask about intervention or supplemental programs to measure whether or not students have taken them, and then about the effectiveness that the students felt about those programs. So if I went to an after-school program, did I really feel the after-school tutoring helped, or was an online tutoring more effective?
Mr. Cox raises what happens in the private sector with these kinds of surveys and stuff. And obviously, if one waitress somewhere was getting a lot of negatives, there'd be some kind of plan, or there'd be, they'd be fired, those kinds of things. Are we planning on trying to incorporate this into teacher evaluations or as input into how our instruction stuff goes? Because that is,
well,
if you're talking to the client, technically, that's how it would work anywhere else.
I don't have a specific plan for that. However, I do believe there is a plan to share the feedback back with the teachers. And I don't know if it would be specific to a specific teacher, but the information certainly will, and the reports will be shared back to the entire staff. So if there were information that came back that said that students perhaps preferred a different type of instruction in a science class, that preference certainly would be available to teachers and principals.
What about the effectiveness of programs? So, will we be told as a board that no one likes all the stuff we've been approved for 10 years? Are we going to do that? Are we going to see that when it comes up for renewal? No one thinks it works. And are we going to see that?
Well, certainly you can see all of the reports. I don't think there are any specific to the school board. But any of the questions specific to the school board? Program, yes.
We're going to be asked to adopt programs for SIL time. So. Mm-hmm.
We will share the results of the survey with the board.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Any other questions from the board? Okay. Who will move this? second this? Okay, it has been moved by Mr. Spence and seconded by Ms. Pullos to approve the Memorandum of Understanding with Youth Truth for a national survey project to be used as part of the comprehensive needs assessment in the school plans for student achievement. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Carries 5-0. Okay, moving on to item number 11. I will turn this over to the superintendent.
Well, I don't want to take the wind away from Mr. Seaman, so I'm going to pass this one on to you since this is your special report each quarter.
Yes. And I'm proud to report, again, that we do not have any Williams complaints filed with the district.
Thank you very much. Okay. We have now moved on to board discussion. Is there any discussion from the board?
I was going to send it out in the
Friday packet.
Well, just that we received some information at ROP about enrollment and different things concerning what's going to be invited. I dropped those off yesterday to share with the board, so they're going to be, I guess, in the Friday
packet. I was going to send it in the Friday packet.
Okay. Basically, it talks about the numbers of students, the percentage that are involved in college classes and comparisons and stuff. So, I mean, you got to look at the other enrollment from all the other districts, too.
We're
doing pretty good. We're actually going up a little bit. We actually have a higher percentage than some of the other districts that I hope they didn't look at it when they got their packets. That's a different story. But
I'm sorry, I didn't ask if you wanted it tonight. I just assumed it.
No, I just know. The other thing is, and I talked to the superintendent about this, is, there's a couple things I've been thinking about. You know, there used to be a project at Edgewood High School that dealt with local history, and also just travel with my family. And I'm a nightmare to travel with because I'm the kind of person that stops at all kinds of different places. My kids hate that. But I stopped at the apartment where Bonnie and Clyde had a shoot out in Joplin, Missouri. And, of course, my kids didn't know anything about Bonnie and Clyde. We got to talk all about that talk about it. I don't think we do enough. We talk about global citizenship and being internationally minded, but I think globally and act locally. And there's not enough connection and understanding of different things. And so I talked to the superintendent, and fitting within the state standards, oral history projects, with veterans that are still here. I think people understand a lot of different things that have been and talking to someone and interviewing them, that's when you start understanding just all the things you read, and also the local history stuff. I mean, there's a lot of local history here, and to connect that to different issues and growth and changes in West Covina, somehow incorporate that. I know you guys are going through this plan into that. So that's all. And it's something that can always be made available on the web, to anybody, all that stuff now. But it used to be in a very intensive project at Edgewood where they, the AP class went out and did all kinds of projects.
To dovetail on that, Edgewood Middle School has invited us to the Turning Points in History, People as Ideas and Events. So that would be that's going to be on January the 12th at 8 to 11 this Saturday. So that could be expanded to include some of what.
Well, I mean, it's different, when you talk about like the civil rights movement, or you talk about the Vietnam War, and when you talk to a veteran, who actually fought the Vietnam War. I mean, it's different than you read in a book, and when you talk to someone about their personal experiences and the differences and the changes, all that kind of stuff is just different.
Excellent. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other date? Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
I just want to add a date. I went to a meeting yesterday sponsored by Los Angeles County and the Department of Public Works to talk about the clean water program. Mm. And there's going to be a protest hearing on January 15th. I'm going to be attending. If there's a board member who would like to attend, they've actually modified their project to say that they'll give money back to school districts, but there's strings attached to what we get money back for. The superintendent's really very strongly represented their point of view that they felt this was being rushed through, that it was not transparent by the way the whole voting process goes. And if there's any board member who would like to go to this, they're telling us it's on the 15th and the meeting starts at 9, but they won't give us a time that they'll be having this public hearing. We're trying to get a more specific specified time because the majority of superintendents are going, but I'd like to invite any board member who would like to attend as well.
I can attend, yeah.
As soon as I get more information, I'll let you know.
Do you know if LA County voted today to oppose it? LA County Office of Ed?
I did not hear if they did or not.
It was on their agenda today.
I know.
I think it's funny, LA County Office of Ed would vote to oppose
the superintendent.
The LA County Flood Control Project.
Dr. Delgado has been very proactive in getting this information out, and I'm sure that he will be sharing with his board the comments that were made yesterday.
Any further discussion? Thank you. Any further? Okay, dates to remember. January 21st is Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. Schools and district offices will be closed, and our next board meeting is January 22nd. Being no further business to come before the board, we are adjourning today's meeting at 7:30. Thank you.